T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So right now, what do you say? Let's hit the E-Spot.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Walchuk. Would like to give a big, massive national...
So horny!
National Chili Dog Day shout out to the earth, the wind, and the fire for the incredible vibes here. As always... In the E-Spot, this is where we usually at 10:20 on a Friday night, we send you into the weekend with the best sounds from the week in or out of the world of sports. But we're going to send you into your Friday with the best sounds of the week. And we start with the cameo birthday shout out from the bubble, Boban to the Woolly Bully. Take it away, Bobby.
What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach, my friend? How are you? Or I can say Woolly Bully. Bully, bully. I hope I said it right. Yeah, Zach, look at this. I know you work on radio, and amazing thing. Yeah, for sure you will do that better than me. Like, I mean, like 100 times better. But we are here because me want to wish you happy birthday, my friend. All best, all best. Yeah, do the best. You have that radio, amazing voice, and sky is limit. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoying every moment spending in this beautiful life. And la la from me, guys. Take care, Woolly Bully. And Zach, my friend. Hey, look, let's go sing for Zach. Zach, 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 sing one more song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zach from Boban. Happy birthday to you guys. Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, it gets better and better every time I hear it.
Oh, Bobby's the man.
Of course, if you want to check out the video, go to 105 or go on Twitter to Nosebleeds1053 at Nosebleeds1053 on the Twitter. Give us a follow.
You got it pinned?
And I'll get it pinned.
I pinned it on mine.
You pinned it on yours? Okay, or go to Zach Walchuk on Twitter and you can watch the video of that. But there is the birthday cameo shout out from the bubble. From Bobby to the Woolly Bully.
You guys got me. I was really surprised, too, because I figured if you got it, because we talked about it on air. I mean, the whole idea came about organically.
Yep.
On air, the Tollers were like, oh, you guys should definitely do that. So,
shout out to Emily, as always.
Yeah, Emily, big time shout out to you for helping us hook that up. Zero and you, Eric, did a great job.
Yeah.
So you guys played it off like this didn't happen. I thought Friday night when I called in with you and Jared, if we had it, we would have played it then.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then Monday, Crosstalk rolls around. I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, we didn't get it. It's fine. Bobby's busy. He's getting ready for an NBA season. You guys surprised me with it. I was blown away, man.
Yeah, we wouldn't take no for an answer. Thank you to Boban. That sound will live on forever, and that is very exciting. Continuing as we try and hit the ever-elusive E-Spot, we go to our guy Matt Hicks, who is a big-time fan of the Earth, Wind, and Fire. So
and
I know
the nosebleed seats.
And just getting his E-spot all tingled. I think
he's
he just
bleeding
loves
everywhere.
Yeah, it's phenomenal for him.
In a good way.
He had a Hall of Fame-type moment. A Whataburger, what a call.
He is in the El Paso Hall of Fame.
On the well-deserved. He sprinkled-dinkled one of the most amazing words into yesterday's broadcast. It threw off Nadell. It threw off Sandler. It threw off all of us. But it was amazing. And so Matt Hicks... On your home of the Rangers, take it away, brother.
Yeah, he was awkwardly stretched backwards while running to make that catch. Took somewhat of an asymptotal route in the corner.
What?
It was weird looking.
What kind of route was that?
Like an asymptote. Like he approached the line, but he never got to it. He kept getting closer and closer to the line.
An asymptote.
Asym. A-S-Y-M. Oh, P, asymptotal.
I was wondering if we could say that on the air.
Yeah, well, we did.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it swung on, rolled out to short.
God, those guys are amazing. Very, very excited to have baseball back. If not for anything else, just to hear those two yuck it up. And for Matt Hicks, very, very wide vocabulary. The dude is practically a genius. He threw an asymptote, and he nailed it. Like, the context, everything, it was perfect, well-placed, great use.
Okay, so you know how you always say Paul Feinbaum looks like the NCAA rulebook?
He looks like the human embodiment of the NCAA rulebook. Yes, I have said
so
that.
So, like, Hicksy doesn't look like the human embodiment of the Major League Baseball rulebook, but his brain is it. Like, he is the MLB rulebook.
Yeah.
He, at one game last year that I filled in for Jared, he saved Ariel Jurado's earned run average single-handedly by going to Major League Baseball and saying, this is wrong. These are not earned runs here from Ariel Jurado. There was some kind of error, and they didn't charge it correctly, and Jurado ended up getting, it was, I think, 6 earned runs for a game. It went down from 6-1, all because Hicksy is the Major League Baseball rulebook. He knows that thing backwards and forwards.
All right, Peyton, who else is hitting the E spot?
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
Okay. So,
spinal.
So this popped up on my Twitter timeline this week. It's a throwback sound from a post-fight interview between Mike Tyson and Jim Gray, where you have Tyson after the fight saying his back's broken and that it's a spinal issue. It's one of the more incredible things I've ever heard. I had to bring it to the E spot. Let's run it back one more time, Peyton. Here's Mike Tyson with his back is broken spinal.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Love Mike Tyson. Looking forward to his match against Roy Jones Jr. And we continue hitting the E spot with our guy John Boy. John Boy, a Twitter or I guess YouTube famous. And he's hit the E spot many times in the past. He does these like voiceover play-by-play stuff of like baseball fights and brouhahas and that. Well, we had the Astros-Dodgers situation, and so John Boy came in clutch with a little play-by-play of Astros versus Dodgers and the fiasco that was.
Bregman's at the plate. It's a 3-run game. Meanwhile, Joe Kelly's just turned to his infield, like, all right, turn two, while he's yawning. Then, to make matters even worse, he's just going to try to hit him on the pickoff throw. This is a strategy some pitchers do. Like, all right, I'll scare you there. Now I'm going to fire fastballs right at your rib cage as you slide back. You seeing this? Bregman's like, hey, guys, hey, cardboard cutouts, you guys seeing this? Dude's being a butthead right now. Anyway, he goes back to the batter, and he just doesn't have his fastball. He throws 3 off-speed, Funky Monkey makes the play, and now you're going to hear someone yell at Kelly right here. This is pretty fun.
Just get on the mound, little f***.
He's going to get through this guy, tries to go back to the fastball, just doesn't have any location on it. So he walks him on 4 straight pitchers. So now with Correa up, he's like, screw the fastball. I can't throw it for a strike. I'll go off-speed. Off-speed, maybe that's on purpose as well. He's like, hey, I wanted to hit this dude with my fastball, but I got no idea where it's going. Correa's like, dude, that could have hurt me. What's up? Inside again, and now he's just going to attack him with the breaking pitch low. Correa's going to strike out. Apparently he said, nice swing, bitch. Oh, then he starts going faces mode. Then he goes, sad boy. Correa's tossing his equipment like he's in a WWE promo. Always, hey, that is easy. F***ing easy. Throw your fastball, bitch.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'll throw my fastball down the middle for you. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
John Boy, man, I'll tell you. That was, for me, it was one of my favorites of his, but he's got a lot of really good ones where he does the play-by-play voiceovers really, really strong. 817's calling me out. Did I say Roy Woods Jr. instead of Roy Jones Jr.
Maybe
a second
you did.
Ago? I probably did, and I apologize for
it's
that.
Roy
Mike
Jones.
Tyson is not fighting the correspondent for The Daily Show, Roy Wood.
No.
He is fighting
but
Roy
I am
Jones.
Looking forward to the Paul versus Robinson matchup.
Oh, yeah, Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. Yeah, those guys are doing some trash
talk.
I hope
Nate just beats the crap out of him.
All right, Peyton, who else is hitting the E spot?
Oh, my God. We just enjoyed a great cold sub session. My man got a 9-inch glizzy. Oh my gosh. What in the world?
Okay, what's a glizzy?
A glizzy's a hot dog.
Says who?
Says anybody who's anybody. Google it. Google glizzy right now. And
anybody
you will
who's
get it to
anybody.
Hot dog.
Peyton, did you know what a glizzy was?
Yeah, about a month ago I knew it.
A month ago.
Okay, I'm telling you.
It's new.
Glizzy is
it's new.
Is the word of the summer.
Glizzy.
Glizzy is like it's the summer of the glizzy right now.
Stupid.
Don't say it's stupid.
It's stupid.
So this is a clip courtesy of some NBA player's Snapchat. This comes directly from the NBA bubble. Josh Hart, who's a player of the Pelicans, and it is after practice, after the cold tubs. He's sitting by the pool inhaling a 9-inch hot dog, which this guy's calling a glizzy. And so let's hear it one more time. The player running up on Josh Hart post-practice, and his post-practice meal is, of course, a hot dog.
Oh, my God. We just enjoyed a great cold tub session. My man got a 9-inch glizzy. Oh, my gosh. What in the world?
I'm jealous because I'd love a 9-inch hot dog. But 817, glizzy can also mean Glock. And if you were to say, hey, what's a glizzy? That would have been my first guess.
My man got a 9-inch glizzy.
Glizzy?
That is.
I do love the excitement in his voice. But I still think a hot dog's a hot dog. The
my
glizzy thing's stupid.
My man's got a 9-inch glizzy.
Oh, my God.
He is so pumped.
He's hyped, man. He cannot believe that the post-workout meal for NBA player Josh Hart is, of course, a 9-inch wiener. all right, this one, let's go back to last week. This actually made an appearance in eSpot last week, but Walchuk, you're a big UFC guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm not even sure, okay? I did research. I couldn't even figure out who this guy was that sang this. Listen to him as he stumbles through a post-fight conversation with Joe Rogan, and there's just, I think he regrets the way he put these words together.
It's hype. Everyone talking about Petey Jan's the greatest guy, and yeah. You better win your fight because I'm coming on your ass, boy. I'm coming for that ass. Pause.
Okay, do you know who this is?
No.
Okay, let's hear it one more time.
I can't tell just by the voice.
Walchuk is a massive UFC fan, okay? If anybody would know who this guy
this
is
2 weeks
Walchuk.
Ago. This isn't this past week.
This is from earlier in the month, but it hit the eSpot last week. This guy totally just is a clerical error, okay? Phrasing. Take it away, UFC fighter who I'm not sure your name is.
It's hype. Everyone talking about Petey Jan's the greatest guy, and yeah, you better win your fight because I'm coming on your ass, boy. I'm coming for that ass. Pause.
He hit you with the pause at the end. He knew he got it. He was trying to correct himself. Probably didn't fully get himself out of the mud there. Definitely probably wishes he could have
coming
that
on
moment
your ass,
back.
Boy.
Okay.
Maybe it was Jimmy Rivera.
Let's close it down. Let's close it down with our pork chop situation last night where we had Dallas News, sophisticated journalist, no time for hijinks, beat writer Matthew DeFranks covers the Stars. He joined us for the first time ever, and we got him with the pork chop, and this is how it sounded. Matthew, really appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are very much so looking forward to, actually, never mind, Matthew. I'm sorry. It looks like Walchuk, the big man's got one more question for you. Take it away, Walchuk.
What's your secret with the pork chops?
With the what?
What's your secret with the pork chops?
I don't think I have a secret with the pork chops.
Gotcha. No worries at all, Matthew. You're the man. You are the myth and the legend.
Thank
we love
you so
you.
Much, Matthew.
He's at MDE Franks on the Twitter. We look forward to chatting up with you more during the Stars postseason. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
all right. So I'm very proud of us because that was probably the longest dead air we've gotten when we've hit somebody with this question. There's usually a second of confusion. They're a little bit like post-coital. It's jarring, of course, because why would you be asking about the pork chop secret? Because it makes no sense at all. But we really laid out there. We really let him ponder it for a solid 3 or 4 seconds before he jumped back in with the inevitable, I have no clue what you're talking about. I don't have a personal secret to the pork chop. But listen to this again and how you can hear, I feel bad. And so I start peppering him with the butt-kissing man, myth, legend. I love you. I think I called him brother like 3 times. And then Walchuk storms in with a very aggressive thank you, Matthew, because Walchuk is very apologetic here. So listen to how we handle this, where we are both, we had to get him with it. Rules are rules. We had to get him with the pork chop, but we also feel kind of bad.
I don't think I have a secret with the pork chops.
Gotcha. No worries at all, Matthew. You're the man. You are the myth and the legend.
Thank
we love
you so
you.
Much, Matthew.
He's at MBEFranks on the Twitter. We look forward to chatting up with you more during the Stars postseason. Thank you, brother.
All right,
thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
I'm in the middle of saying we love you, even though this is our first encounter. It's our first date. Of course I don't love you, DeFranks. And while I'm saying and letting him know that we love him, Walchuk's coming over top with the most aggressive thank you he's ever given any guest in the history of this show.
The little goodbye, all right, bye. Yeah. At the end, Gabby, yeah. Like he was ready to get out of there.
Right, right. So much so that we were like, okay, Walchuk had to slide in his DMs and apologize. I think Jared Sandler, who was driving his car listening.
I love how Uncle Jared like, goes ahead and like tries to do some recon for us. Like, let me make sure this DeFranks guy doesn't hate these dudes now. But I was tweeting back and forth with him, and he was fine. He got it.
Thank you,
DeFranks. And it is Aljamain Sterling. I did say in the 214 text in as well, but I did some recon. It is Aljamain Sterling following UFC 250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.